Soth chewed a small bit of it, thankfully, remembered his manners, and offered Johnny some, which was, of course, declined.
You startled me. But that wasn't all I was going to tell you.
He chewed for a bit, got his heart beating again to his satisfaction.
I've been fooling about converting simpler cycloarithmetic to the decimal system.
He went into the litter of papers again, found what he wanted on the floor, and showed it to Johnny.
It's quite an amazing system. Children and people learn it quite easily. The Cyclo Empire actually held on to the 11 system just so others could get more mixed up.
They mixed me up.
Well, I should think they did. But that was all part of the security program. Anyway, all the basic arithmetic functions and the lesser formulas can be converted over to the decimal system. And maybe they'll even put money into the decimal system. As I see, the Galactic Bank's new issue remains in the 11 system. Now here is the good part. The decimal system will go into general use. Nobody will want anything to do with a clumsy 11 system, and it will go into disuse.
He sat back, triumphantly.
You'll have your computer. The 11 system will phase out, people will consider it some old curiosity and forget it. And that in itself is a kind of security precaution.
Johnny had found a piece of paper and was writing on it rapidly.
A second contract,
said Soth, reading it upside down.
In addition to the first contract, 2 million credits if you make the computer and another million if you convert basic cyclomath to the decimal system.
Oh dear, I could collect a warehouse full of mathematics texts with that. 10 warehouses, 50. Quick, don't change your mind. Let me sign it.
When they had finalized it, Soth looked at it for a while.
You know, on Cyclo, that would make me very rich. One would have a dozen females, raise a huge family, become almost a noble dynasty. But it's all finished.
There are still some Cyclos here. There are several females. The race isn't finished.
You don't know.
He sagged.
The Catrists long ago pulled back the only Cyclo colonies that had begun. They convinced the throne that colonies on other planets might mutate, be able to live in other atmospheres, and constitute a threat to the crown. So they insisted that all babies born be born only on Cyclo.
Where they could put capsules in their heads, thought Johnny.
Occasionally, very rarely, a royal noble could take his own females to other planets, but only with a whole Catrist team along. All female employees of the company, by long-standing order from the Catrists, had to be permanently sterilized before being shipped away from the home planet.
You mean...
Johnny gestured to the rest of the compound area.
Yes. All these females are sterilized. They cannot have any pups.